get wet. You ready to get wet, John? Absolutely. Got no choice, do we?
Hey, Chip!
How you feeling, Bill? Bill says he's all right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
soul. I'm gonna scare you up and shoot you. Mr. Charlie told me, Mr. Charlie told me, Mr. Charlie told me so.
Those who disavow you can wind up. be kind to one another. Tip your life when you tax. King cotton blue bars, be understood. Shotgun is too merciful, hanging is too good. Drown is too uncertain, the boy's run is too slow. Just another word.
Gathering of the Vibes, please give it up for Mr. George Porter Jr. Don't be the thing.
kiss my baby. I feel so brand new, but to be, I just kiss my baby. Peace and love is on my side. Every day, I just kiss my baby. We'll be right back.
George Porter Jr. Please welcome to the stage Scott Morosky. Scott Morosky. Thank you.
Thank you.
passing by. Love is such a sweet kind of love, fly through the night. Don't cry now. Don't you cry. Don't you cry anymore. Not as now. Scott Mirowski, he'll be back.
You'll be back.
Without further ado, I'd just like to introduce this guy over here on the far left of the stage. If you don't know his name already, his name is Matt Hubbard. He plays the keyboards, the trombone, harmonica. Does a hell of a job singing. And of course on the bass guitar from New Orleans, Louisiana, the cornerstone, founding father of New Orleans funk music, George Porter Jr. On the drum kit, this guy's one of the reasons that we're all here today. This is like, I mean, that's really the truth. There would be no jam band scene, there would be no festival. Billy Croyson, y'all, give it up for Billy. My name's Papa Molly.
The one and only Papa Molly.
Thank you. it known. Break up that draw. I'm better off doing that New Orleans crawl. Look at old grandma in the shawl. She's down there doing that New Orleans crawl. It's all for one for all, y'all. Let's go do the New Orleans crawl.
Yeah.
your days in. Thank you.
We'd like to keep on playing, y'all. It's been awful nice getting wet with you. Gathering of the Vibes 2012. The time just slips right away. It's time for us to say so long. But not before we do one more song with the great George Porter Jr. singing. Take us out on this one.
Just one thing for me.
can't hear you.
Thank you so much, Gathering of the Vibes 2012.
Seven Walkers!
Oh!
Oh my Lord!
You've got gravy in your ear!
Hot mercy! That was amazing!
Absolutely!
Uber amazing!
And
I'll tell you, it's that much richer because we toughed it out with the fucking elements.
Oh my gosh.
If it was just a bright sunshiny day, we'd say, oh cool, that was a great set. But because we got some mud in our mind, we're going to glide on this one and dine out on that good mud for decades. You know, that really was a true story. Celebrate the weather! Woo. Tom Robbins said that. He gave us Even Cowgirls Get the Blues and Celebrate the Weather. And I jumped on that one. Oh, yeah. Oh, clown, sit down. Take a load off, Fanny. I must say that after the Moonfire Mountain experience, we went to the Unitarian Church in the Valley with the Grateful Dead and ate a whole bunch of LSD. And then about a month later, we took it to Watts, and it was still smoldering from the revolution, and the Merry Pranksters rented this enormous warehouse. And Owsley brought forth his most amazing, amazing equipment and hooked it up. And everybody, but that was the eve that LSD became illegal. And so I got on the microphone and I said, hey, the Kool-Aid on the right is for the children. The Kool-Aid on the left is the electric Kool-Aid. Let's review. The Kool-Aid on the right for the kids. And I went over this about 10 times, but people would be dancing for 3 hours to the Grateful Dead. They'd come off the stage, and they wanted something wet, and wet was like 100 micrograms a slurp. Until everybody started melting down, and this girl, this voice on the Owsley's best PA is going, who cares? Roy, who cares? LSD! And I crawled to a microphone because I am in an altered state. Stop that nose. And I says, look, some sister is unglued. Let's find out where she is and make her feel better. And so I started crawling around, and she goes, Roy, LSD. And about 20 minutes later, I got to this little side room, and there she is, surrounded by about 15 people, and I knew about five, and we all joined hands and turned into jewels and light, and she turned into jewels and light, and that is when I passed the acid test. Listen. When you get to the very bottom of the human soul, where the knit is slamming against the grit and you're sinking, but you reach down to help someone else who is sinking worse than you are, then everybody gets high. And you don't even need LSD to do that. Just be kind to each other, and we're all going to get hot.
Aw, man. I love that story. Hey, I want to bring up Harry Moran one more time, folks. He's going to tell us a lot about what's going on out there in the nonprofit world.
Thank you, Gordon. Wow, you talk about a tough act to follow. Woo! Hey, I want to tell you, I've been up here a few times telling you about the food drive. This is one of the main outreach things that we do. It's really, the need is incredible, and it's been a great success. So I figured rather than having me talk about it again,